10:59, you don't have to stop talking yet. That's all good, it's been very well behaved. I wish school was like this. Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Lynn.
It's still 10:59, but I'll start talking. Welcome along, and it's great to see some different faces, visiting, so welcome back. And here, it's cool, and familiar faces. Those of you who made it up to the front, you'll notice that there's a few wee hazards around, so they're just going to be... Okay, handy later in the service, so... Just what, yeah, when you decide to need to get up and race to the front. You know, if there's a fire, I'll let you know. Rightio, this morning I'd like to read for you Proverbs. From Proverbs, chapter 3. Verses 5-12. And it's from the Message. Sorry, the person who used this last didn't leave it in the right spot. That's me. Thought I was organised. Anyway, let me read to you from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5-12. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God. Run from evil. Your body will glow with health. Your very bones will vibrate with life. Honour God with everything you own. Give him the first and the best. Your barns will burst. Your wine vats will brim over. But don't, dear friend, resent God's discipline. Don't sulk under his loving correction. It's the child he loves that God corrects. A father's delight is behind all this. Let's join and sing our first song for today, All Heaven Declares.
Thank you.
Let's pray. Thank you, God, for your provision for us, as that song says. Your kindness to us, your everlasting love for us through Jesus, and through the material and physical arrangements that you have blessed us with since the foundation of the world. Lord, thank you for the bounty of the earth and your goodness that's reflected in it. Lord, thank you that as your children, you have given us everything we need and require. Our ability to see, hear, touch, taste, and feel have all been given by you. Please help us not to take these for granted, but daily be grateful to you. You truly are amazing. Lord, thank you that your written word promises so much about how to live our lives your way and how you teach us as we open our hearts and minds to you. Lord, Proverbs 3, 5 to 12 expresses the big picture and even more so. Thank you that you know that. You know our own understanding of what we think the big picture is. Help ours to align with yours more. Thank you that you love us so much and have so much more for us to take hold of as your children. Lord, help us to bring to mind and let you know now the times when we haven't trusted you as much as we could have or know that we should have over this past week. We just remember them now. Lord, thank you that when we confess our sin to you, you are faithful and you don't treat us as we deserve, but that the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all of that. And we can stand before you, able to come into your presence, free, whole and pure children of yours. Lord, if there's anyone here who doesn't see you that way or themselves that way, Lord, please give them an extra awareness of your love for them right now. Lord, through the day, come and stand beside them. In fact, come and meet with each of us now. Lord, thank you for the truth and the advice that you give in Proverbs 3, 5 to 12. Thank you that with trust comes a response from us, obedience to want to go deeper with you. Lord, thank you that you want to grow us more in you, and that sometimes we might see it as you discipling us or disciplining us, but really you want to correct us because it's as it says, a father's delight is behind all of this. You see the end picture and you know how to get us there when we let you lead us. Lord, this morning it's not just about trust in you, that's important, but trusting in each other as your family here. Lord, help us to hear and understand and apply all that you want to make known this morning in us, Lord, because indeed you have the very best in mind for us. Lord, we want to trust you more and we want you to be honoured here in our midst and in our communities. We want to see you meeting with our friends, with our neighbours, with our workmates, with our leaders. We want to see your influence around us. Lord, help us to be instruments of your doing, now and in the days to come. Thank you that you strengthen the weary. You bring health and vitality and glowing bodies that vibrate with life. Thank you that you do that in us, our brothers and sisters gathered here and those who aren't. Lord, we know these things, that you are able to do them, more than able, because of who Jesus is and because of his shed blood for us. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I'd like to invite Judy to share a notice, please.
Thank you. Last week, Dave talked about honouring each other through prayer, and it's been on our hearts as elders, and also was confirmed by Greta. So thank you, Greta. That it's important that we pray for each other. So we've written a little, a printed sheet of all our members, active members that are involved, but please add extra, and put it into a monthly, so it's day by day, calendar. And all of you that are a wee bit like me, like to carry it in your Bible, I've laminated small ones for you. And there's some here that are husband and wife, you can cut them in half, so you've both got one. And then if you're a bit short of sighted, I've also laminated a big one for you as well. So, but if you're not into laminations, but you like a bit of paper, well, there's a bit of paper. So, it's my administrative gift, can't help it. So, I haven't got a guillotine, I've got a paper to buy one of those so I can cut properly. But I'm going to put them out the hall. So, Greta's suggestion, and I think it's a wonderful one, is that you start on your own name. So we're all going to be praying for people differently. So we've got day one, but I'm actually Steve and Judy on day two, so I would start on day two. So we're all going to be praying for all, each one of the different times of the month. So Jim would start on day 29, and he'd go from there through the month. And please, if I've missed anybody, I really sincerely apologise, but please make it known, because we will keep updating it. And, you know, let's honour each other in prayer. And it's really important that when we do that, if we have insights or encouragement, when we pray for people, that we bring them to them too. The little notes, the little gifts, or like that wonderful email that has encouraged me so much from Eleanor. So, because we all do pray for each other, so let's keep it going. So it'll be out there in all different forms. Thank you.
Wow. That's really efficient. Thank you. Okay, let's have our offering, and please, the person who's doing the offering, watch out for all the hazards. That you've given to us so abundantly, Lord, from your storehouses of heaven. Thank you that anything we have has come from you, and we give that a token back to you today. Lord, if we could put ourselves into those baskets, we'd do it as well. And Lord, we ask that you would use the funds and us for your glory, in Jesus' name, and the furtherance of your kingdom.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Mike. Alrighty, well, I know that there's been an arrival in the household, so if I said celebrations, I'd expect Jim to leap up. So now's the time for celebrations. Have you not got anything to celebrate?
Yes.
Oh, Jim, I see you there. What would you like to share with us?
And I can't get the mother of the mother back home.
The grandmother. Right.
No, it's all good. Lily Grace is back on Thursday afternoon.
Fantastic.
Everything went well.
That's wonderful.
Pretty good.
That's awesome. Thank you. Please convey your best wishes to the mother of the mother.
Right.
And congratulations to two of New Zealand's newest citizens. How did that go during the week?
Well, it went well, actually.
Yes.
Quite daunting and quite feeling good at home now.
Wonderful. Great.
We even got a message from the Governor General in Northern, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Things are really happening on this side. Awesome. Thank you. All right. Are there any other celebrations?
No,
Bruce isn't here, but he did have a significant birthday during the week, and he had a cake that looks like a sheep with bagpipes out the side of
it. Fantastic. All right.
The grandson enjoyed the candles. He's 10 months old, and he thought the candles were amazing.
Did he have all the candles?
No.
Gosh, it must have been a significant birthday. Thank you, Cynthia. Anything else?
Yeah, Al, Michelle and Nick, their house became unconditional this week. So for those of you who don't know, they jokingly asked the lady who they rent the home off if she would consider selling it. And she said, yes, offer me a price. And so they offered a price and she came in back lower than what they had offered. And so it all went through this week.
Wow, that's fantastic. Before we sing anything, did some people just want to pray and thank God for all these cool things happening?
Yes, Lord, thank you for the celebration of Bruce. Thank you, Lord, for what he offers to our church, his wisdom, his insight, and his deep peace and patience and kindness that he brings when we're in his presence. Father, just bless him and guide him and bestow on him your presence this morning as I guess he's around the stall.
Father, we thank you for the new arrival in the Weir family, Lord, and we just pray your blessings over Emma and Bryce and all of the extended family as they get used to seeing every baby in their lives, Father. We just pray for health and good recovery and, Lord, just your blessings over you all, Father.
Father, we thank you for John and Catherine and Cynthia becoming citizens of this week, and we thank you for them making this their own.
Yes. Thank you.
Well, we thank you too for Shell and Nick getting their home and not having to constantly move at the whim and fancy of landlords. And Lord, we thank you for them being settled, and we just ask your blessing upon them as they truly settle in this home that they've come to really love. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Lord, thank you that you give us good things. It's your delight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Just a couple of other notices this week. On Wednesday night, the settlement board is going to meet. Does anyone want to share anything about that? Apart from the fact you all know you're meeting, if you're in it. And on Thursday night, the session is meeting. So, yeah, it's not made it to the prayer list, has it? It's not laminated in there.
Right. On day
31. Get good on the journey. Thank you. Day 31 and is it day 30? No, what day is Wednesday? Yeah, cool. No, that's great. Thank you. Next Sunday, we're back here again at 11. And that will be adjusted to daylight saving time. So it's a little bit confusing, but 11 o'clock on the normal clock. But daylight saving will have kicked in, and it's also a meal, isn't it? Is that right?
Yeah.
The following week.
The following week.
Okay, sorry. So just make it on time. Great, fantastic. I don't think there's any other notices that I'm aware of. Sorry. Yes. At Greenvale School Domain this afternoon. Actually, I have a text about that. Sorry. It's my fault. I have it written here and I glossed right over it. Sorry. Afternoon tea at Greenvale School, 2 o'clock-ish, if you are interested in going. Everybody's invited. So, yeah. Thank you.